We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
That's Showbiz. You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
Okay, I'll work on it. We're coming to, name them,
a city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those counties. Sorry, our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets, because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry, because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think I definitely get my sense of humour
from
you.
Oh, yeah, the other day.
We're the same sense of humour, me and my mam.
It was so funny the other day when your mam told you a lie that she sent me a voice note.
Oh, yeah.
It was so funny the other day.
What happened?
What did I do? I'm trying to talk into the podcast. We're forgetting where we're going.
We're
going to
never talk.
Hey girlies, I'm Phil.
I'm Nuala.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandma.
Woo! It's happening, girls! Woo!
That was very good. Coming for our gigs.
That was professional.
Girls, you need no instruction. Are you weak for yourselves?
Weak.
Girlies, we have two very important guests in with us today, and we're besotted.
We have to get the mammies on for the final ep.
Girlies, everyone's been asking, when are the mammies on? When are the mammies on? And
today
it's finally happened. Today's the day, girlies. We're finishing the season off with a bang.
How does it feel to be on the show?
Terrifying, actually.
My lad, my mam is off in a heap. I've never seen you this nervous in your life.
Nuala, we'll have to get you a Xanax.
It reminds me of when I was going for exams in the nursing profession.
Really?
You're grand.
You're grand. So we're only having a chance.
And Phil's calm and collected in the corner.
You're grand.
She is very
delighted with the coffee cake and the cup of tea.
Stunning. We're recording this episode before Christmas just because we really wanted to have the mammies on. It feels really random though, because this is going to be the last episode and we kind of have to act as if it is.
Yeah.
Even though we have more episodes
even
in
though
between.
We still have some to record, but it's grand. We're actors, girlies.
I'm in holiday mode already, even though we have loads to do. Anyway, I hope you enjoy the episode. I'm very excited.
Very excited. So, like, did you know that when we started the podcast, it was going to, like, take off? Does that sound very cocky if I say take off?
Can I just, for a second, you keep gazing out the window, ma'am. Okay. Could you come back into the room? I know it's stunning.
I'm with you.
Is the sun in your eyes a bit there?
No, it's beautiful.
Is it stunning? You love
beautiful
it.
Beautiful, wintry.
She
sun.
Loves it.
I love it.
Okay, cool. Did you know what a podcast was when we told you we were starting the podcast?
To be fair, I did know what a podcast was, Kevin. I really did. Did I think it was going to take off as PJ thing? No. I thought, you know, there'd be a few laughs, you'd have a few episodes. Did I think 2 years later or whatever that you'd be here now? No. But I'm so delighted and you've handled it brilliantly.
Oh, yes, I love your name. What did you think? Did you know what a podcast was? You didn't.
Never knew what a podcast was. And, I had fierce trauma was even going to the microphone or whatever. But going back on all the episodes, I will say that you've come on leaps and bounds.
Oh.
Even your skills have improved in producing the podcast.
I know what you mean, because at the start, when we listen back to like the start of the podcast. We're up to 90.
Yes.
And we're like, we're talking about nothing
as well.
And as well, like every now and again, because we used to edit it a lot back in the day, like, because we were like, so up to 90.
Yeah.
Every now and again, we'd just be talking and it'll just go beep. And then the whole subject will just change.
But I remember when I listened back to the first time when PJ was editing it initially, and when I heard the beep, I remember being like, this is very professional. Now I can't listen back because there's that just random beep in the middle of it. It just feels so weird that it's 2 years on, isn't it? We're doing an episode now with our mams.
It's long overdue to have.
Yeah,
young,
long
like,
overdue.
Because I always remember, like, I keep forgetting that, like, the Mam Knows Best section where you give the advice was a late addition. Like,
yeah.
That wasn't from the outset.
That,
but, like,
that's right.
Because that's my favourite bit, when you come on and you rock the mic. You know what I mean?
Well, that's everybody's favourite.
I would agree.
You didn't have the podcast.
I would agree.
Really?
You're going to do a breakaway one now?
You're going to have to do your own podcast?
Yeah.
On Grand Lads?
No.
On Grand Lads.
The Two Mams.
The Two Mams.
The Cork Destroyers.
No.
The Two Ones.
The Two
That's
ones.
Good.
Can you see us doing that?
So how have you yourselves been coping with the fame? Because I've been home like 2 weeks now, right? And you do, when we'd be out on our walks, ma'am, you'd be getting a few looks as well. And you even rang me a few times when I was over in London to be like, oh, I got noticed. Someone knew I was from the podcast.
Well, they don't notice me as being Phil, Kevin's mum from the podcast.
But
I do find friends of mine that I've met over the last couple of years, and they'd be chatting how the gang doing, and they may not know it's Kevin is the podcast. Then when I kind of say, oh yeah, Kevin's in London and they're doing a podcast, they say, oh, is that you? Are you on Grandma's Mam? And I'd say, yeah. So yeah, it's a bit like that. But no, I don't really get noticed walking down the road unless you're with me and doing some sort of pirouette.
does he be only going for walks so we can get noticed? That's what I heard.
When we're walking now, Kevin traipses on any road. So we do the Atlantic Pond, or we might do Tremor Valley, or we might do the walk up in the estate.
Lovely.
Down into Douglas.
Into the Mangalabai.
Kevin goes into this, you know, the dance.
Oh,
we're walking away fine,
we're
keeping up walking, and then he'll take a quick look around and he'll do either a pirouette or a little box jump.
You can take
into dance on your
walk.
I mean, you can take the boy out of London, but she's still a dancer.
I'm dead.
I don't really. I do when we're doing the shopping sometimes.
Which is Atlantic.
You just break into tents randomly.
Dahl and Billy Elliot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at heart.
That's so funny.
You can't stop the beat, you know what I mean?
But it was so weird. You got spotted in Skechers one
I was just going to mention it. Like, initially, it was if I was with you, Peter.
Yeah.
But I went in one day looking around Skechers.
Skechers, if you want to sponsor my mother.
If you want to sponsor the mummies.
We get your free pair.
No. All messed up and everything, didn't think nothing. And the girl came out with the shoes and I tried them on, and she was saying, I'm sorry for asking, no, but are you Nuala?
Oh,
she
my
recognized
God.
My
Instant
voice.
Really? Recognized her voice?
My voice.
And then you go, yeah, will you give me a
discount? And he said, story with a discount.
I didn't.
You did, you got your 30%.
I said, I'm very sorry, no, but I am mortified. Look at the condition of me inside.
Oh,
tone.
Yeah, you up in the heat because you are looking the best. Well, you
that's the
say.
One thing about
that
the podcast fame. If I'm leaving the house now in Cork, I must be done up to the nines.
Yeah. Well,
whereas I don't have that in London at all.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's so lovely, like, when people be seeing me. Like, I was out for a walk with my sister and, like, Tess was with me. And then they bumped in and they were like, oh, my God, it's PJ. Like, we love the podcast. I was like, oh, thanks. And then they were like, is this Tess? And sure, Tess is like... Well, it just says.
Oh, five now.
Tess is
oh
five, and like she just be like, yeah,
yeah, the one and only bitch.
I'd be skitting. She's an icon.
What a
laugh.
Yeah.
Right, so we spoke there about Skechers potentially getting Anchi about a few freebies, right? But because you're becoming influencers yourselves, which you are, like, you're definitely doing a bit of influencing.
Yeah.
I say if you were to do Instagram, you definitely rack up a bit of a following. Do you know what I mean?
When you gave your washing the clothes tips, I'm
oh
sure
my God.
It was flying off the shelf. Your tips were very in-depth.
Miss Hinch lost a load of followers and all that day. But We were wondering if you could get a few sponsored bits, because we know you got sent the sanitizers and stuff from Air Medica, and you were doing your influencing with that. If you could pick a brand or someone or a perfume or someone to sponsor you some bits, it could be outrageous if you wanted to be, who would it be?
Who would you like to be sponsored?
Who would you like to be sponsored? Just throw out a few names, because you'd never know. We mentioned Lush in the first episode.
You never know who'd nibble, girl, I tell ya. Go on.
What would you like if you free bits?
I'm going with Lancome here.
You love your Lancome bits.
And it's so expensive. So yeah, but yeah. I do love Lancome. I wear it all the time. I use all their cream and their bits. So, yeah.
Okay, so Lancome, if you're listening.
Are they French?
Lancome, bonjour.
Bonjour, bitches.
Phil's ready.
Phil would like some Lancome.
I could see you as the face of Lancome.
I could see you doing Lancome bits.
Maybe not the face of Lancome.
No, you could.
I'll accept the gifts.
Okay.
Oh, love it.
Yeah. Who would you like?
Very good. I'd go Dermalogica, definitely.
Oh, Dermalogica.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that is all I use.
I love it. No wonder you're so young.
But Elaine, to be giving that to you the whole time, because she gets it in the salon, so you don't need to be sponsored by them.
I would like it at the same time.
Oh, so you can be like, I don't need you, Elaine, I get my own bits.
Oh, I wouldn't say that ever. Only for me, I wouldn't be there.
I was thinking you would actually be a great brand ambassador for Candy Crush, man.
Oh, yeah.
You're the Candy Crush queen, and it's undisputed.
But aren't you like some kind of champion, though?
Tell the listeners, because I don't think people believe me when I mentioned a few episodes ago. Tell them.
She's going to kill you.
He's doing this now to super annoy me, but he's right. I am a Candy Crush fan. Am I the Candy Crush queen?
You are.
Possibly. Yes, love it.
Come on, confidence.
4,500. That's the level that I'm on. Yeah, about 4,500. It's very difficult, Nuala, but they think it's only kind of colours and match colours. No, their strategy. You have to have a good mind for it, a good head for it. And yeah.
So you don't even know what it is, do you? I do. I actually had it.
I was allergic. I just couldn't get it at all.
Really?
Do you know who I think a brand good brand for you would be? Chloris.
Yes.
You love the Chloris for the foot pads.
That's
what's
right.
What's that? What's Chloris?
Tell the listeners what Chloris is.
Chloris is a stronger version of bleach. Okay.
Gets rid of the moss on the ground.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Would you be allergic to the moss?
No, well, you slip on the moss.
Oh, you slip on the moss. I didn't think of that.
You'd slip on the moss.
If there's one thing
God.
My mom is petrified of is slipping, aren't you?
Yes. I'm petrified of slipping
the
as
minute
well.
There's a slight bit of frost in the air, palpitations, isn't it?
Really?
And it kills all known germs.
Oh, very good.
Don't drink it though, girls.
Get on to us, Chloris. I've never heard of her.
Well, I think it's like a heavy industrial thing.
Okay.
Probably lovely. Really? Your patios and your foot pads.
Now, don't know how eco-friendly it is.
So don't come for us.
Don't choose it indoors, lads.
Okay, only outside.
I did try it. And to remind you of going into the swimming pool.
Chlorine.
Oh, maybe it's chlorine.
When we were growing up, my mum used to just put bleach everywhere. Yeah. And then we used to just have bleach all over our clothes. Like growing up, everywhere.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
I'm screaming.
She's totally addicted to bleach.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'd be addicted to sterilising things.
Your son, really.
Yeah. We might have to do, what was that, wife swap? We'll have to do a mam swap someday. What a laugh.
Okay, I think it's time you get into the team.
Yeah, we could chat all day, girlies.
Yeah, we could.
Right, man, you're going to do my bit. You have to go. The team for this week is, I'll tell you. And then you tap at the table. I won't get you to bang the table because of your arthritis, but I'll do
no,
it.
No, I don't mind.
Can you bang it?
Bang it.
So, like the drum roll, so it has to go like that. Try it.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. So you go. The team for this week is drum roll, say the team.
Okay.
And then, Phil, you do the Alexa bit. Okay, so Nuala, ready?
Right.
Go.
The theme for this week is, like...
No, last time.
We do that after.
No, first.
The theme for this week is drum roll, then
will
the
you,
theme.
We'll just do the drum roll.
Okay.
So you just say, yeah.
Go.
The theme,
can I do
Yeah, you can as well, yeah.
Okay. The theme for this week is, like, Alexa. Right. try to do it together?
No, because we have to do the drum roll.
That no, no,
the,
it's perfect. It's perfect.
The drum roll builds suspense. Then we say the team.
Stop, it's perfect.
But it's perfect.
Show you one more time.
Could you not just do the fucking drum roll?
Yeah,
no. No, my man, she can do it. She can do it. No,
wait, we'll do one more bash, and if not, we'll just go on.
Ready?
My mum's out for getting the song.
Come on, ma'am, you can do it. I believe in you.
Come on, do last one.
The theme for this week is... Like mother, like son.
Woo! Woo! You guys, right. Well done. Come on. Phil's laughing too much. She can't say it.
Go on.
Phil can't even say it.
It's...
Okay, sorry. You're very funny.
That's all singing.
So can I just go now?
Yeah, just say Alexa.
Yeah, so...
Alexa, play Call Me Mother by RuPaul.
I love my mum saying RuPaul.
Oh, like I'm dead after that.
Brilliant.
We love our...
Lads, you're so good.
Do you know the song?
Oh, you know the song.
Yeah, know.
You know RuPaul. He's clicking the bell.
Fun news.
If anyone looked in the window...
We need to go dancing again soon, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you need to get to London. I mean, it take you to a drag night.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
wouldn't that be stunning?
I'd love it. I'd love to go to Pride in that.
We have to.
Yeah, I'd love you at Pride.
Stop Alexa.
Wait, we want to hear?
Call me
mother. Alexa, stop.
That's so right, Phil. Phil just said there she'd love to go to a Pride, and I'm so down. We have to take you to Pride. You want to be in the crowd?
I want to be the celebration.
Topless
the
maid.
The full experience.
Top pants.
Yeah. Okay.
I say you'd be charming with Jan.
No, I say you'd love the lads. Load of sexy
like
lads.
The yeah. The office.
Load of sexy lads. I love when I see the mammies at Pride.
Oh, I do too.
You know the mammies who be holding the signs and be like, free mammy hugs.
Or yeah, because some of their mams wouldn't have like accepted them.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, would all do new to me as well.
Yeah, we'd have a laugh. We take you to a few cruisy bears.
If you can put on just
thank God.
Pops,
thank God they don't want
that's been over the heads. Anyway.
Right.
Have ye any experience of drag yourselves? We probably saw drag queens on holidays, did we, ma'am?
I'd say we possibly did
in Salou.
Some sort of shows going. If you mention Salou again, I'll actually DJ on it.
Thank you. Why is he so obsessed?
No,
I'll tell you why. Because years we went there about 7 years in a row.
Okay.
And it was,
budget travel, girls. You could do no wrong.
It was just always the fact that the apartments were literally across the road onto this beautiful white sandy beach. So literally, it was so safe and everything. But yeah, I'm sure we saw a few bits over there.
I'd love to go
back. I can't believe we're talking about Salou again during the Mammy.
But
yeah,
the thing
I can't
is,
do
we
that
actually
again.
Have a huge Salou listenership. There's a loads listening in Salou to us in Spain.
We used to go on many foreign holidays. No, we did go to Costa del Sol 1 year.
Costa del Sol.
Did you see a drag queen?
Tourmalinos.
Were we there one time?
What's that?
I'd say you were. You've talked to me before about Tourmalinos.
I don't know how to say it. I think everyone's saying it wrong.
I think everyone's
Should
saying it wrong.
Should we move on?
Also, you know Nettles. Sassy Fag.
Yes.
He's a drag queen.
Aaron Sassy Fag. Love him. Oh
my
God.
My mum's obsessed with the Cork drag queen Nettles Sassy Fag.
I need to show you.
I actually never did experience.
Oh,
you've never experienced drag.
You haven't lived, Nuala.
Like, you know Paul O'Grady. Lily Savage.
Lily Savage.
I never knew that.
I told you the other
me.
Day.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You know Lily Savage, right?
No. I'm
Lily
not.
Savage Blankety Blank.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
that
drag.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Paul O'Grady doing drag.
Paul O'Grady with the puppies. Yeah.
Yes.
The dog.
I love that.
Do you remember him back in the day? Lily Savage.
That's what we're talking
big
about.
White, or kind of a cream wig or blonde wig, and stunningly beautiful dresses.
Good.
We just on drag queens at my brother's wedding, which was about.
Oh,
7 years
ago.
Now, Barry married Philip, and the most amazing day. Beautiful weather, fabulous day. So we did drag queen on stage that evening as part of the entertainment. Absolutely brilliant.
Were you out at that wedding?
Amazing,
no,
amazing, amazing day.
And then
amazing
my uncle Noni was going up dancing with her and I was a bit like, what the hell?
So then
oh,
my
no.
his twin, Barry's twin, didn't I don't think he realised.
He was locked.
The drag queen was a drag queen. So he was looking at the stunning woman. And he was up there dancing in
really?
Front of her.
Yes.
And I'd say,
yeah. I remember that.
So it all went a bit chaotic.
So your brother slept with the drag queen?
No. He didn't sleep with the feckin' drag queen. No,
we're airing all the dirty laundry of the family out on the pond.
It's all coming out. That was, oh my God. One of the. I think that really made me gay.
Because you weren't out, you couldn't stand the drag queen as hard, could you?
No, I had to pretend to be not be loving it. I had to pretend to be like, what is this?
Do you remember
this?
With really? The feather boas?
Yeah.
They were after giving out feather boas to everyone.
That was honestly the best
thing
ever.
Sorry, now the gays just know how to show
they
away.
They know how to put on a party.
The gays
do,
know
and
exactly.
I just can't wait for that.
Oh! I can't wait for you to be at my gay wedding.
Exactly.
What a laugh.
Right, so theme of the week, like mother, like son, a bit of a no-brainer. It's been a long time coming having the mammies on. We're just going to get to know them a bit better.
Yeah.
And what we're going to start off with is, we alluded there to RuPaul and on the show that he has, RuPaul's Drag Race, which I watched a bit with over you at some point, didn't I?
Yeah.
And you kind of love
we
it.
We did, I like
because
it.
We used to love watching America's Next Top Model, and it's very that.
It's similar.
Very chaotic. But a lot of terms that are inherently queer, I suppose, or like came about from like queer culture, are used on the show, and so they're kind of becoming colloquial language. Everyone's kind of using them.
And also, if you're going to go to Pride with us, you need to know some queer slang. So
exactly.
OTG, some slang words used in the queer community.
Yeah.
Okay.
But first, we're going to see, do you know them?
We're going to test your knowledge of, like, the gay slang. Because you've been listening to the podcast a bit now, and we do use some of the words on the podcast.
Yeah.
So we're going to test and see, is it going over your head or what? Or do you kind of know what it means?
Oh, Kevin with the laptop.
I always come prepared.
He loves going fresh.
Oh, very good.
Right, okay, will we do these one by one?
Yeah.
So we're going to give you the word, it used in a sentence, and then you might be able to gather from that kind of what it means. Right, so the first word up here, Nuala, is bop, okay? The line is, every song on Chromatica is a bop, and I'm just here stating facts.
So what do you think the word bop means?
Rhythm.
Yeah.
Music.
Yeah.
Everyone gets into music style.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It well,
it's, a bop.
It's a bop.
It's a bop.
Yeah.
It's
so if you were listening to Voulez Vu,
my mum's vape. Would you leave the vape alone?
So if you were listening to Voulez Vu and you were enjoying it, you go, oh, Voulez Vu by ABBA is a bop.
It's such a bop. It's an iconic track, basically,
Nuala. Okay.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
I'm going to give that to you, Nuala. I think
oh,
you kind of knew what it was.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
That was perfect.
Okay, ma'am, so your one is Beat for the Gods, right? Beat for the Gods. And the example is, she may use Essence makeup from Penny's, but her face is still Beat for the Gods.
So I would think that's probably you showing off to all the guys on the floor what you can do. Am I right?
She may use...
That's a hard one.
But so it's, she may use Essence makeup, but her face is Beat for the Gods. So someone's face, it's always the face, would be Beat for the Gods.
Yeah.
So what do you think it means? It means their makeup is impeccable, basically.
Oh, right.
Like, their makeup is stunning.
Their makeup is flawless.
You say, oh, they are Beat for the Gods.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just say her makeup is stunning?
Because
we're gay.
The gay people say it.
We can do what we want.
I think it's like, their makeup is so perfect, even the gods can see it, you know? So she'd be her face for the gods.
Yeah.
Okay. I know.
That's probably what it is.
That's probably where it stems from.
Okay.
Okay, so this one's for you, ma'am. So extra is the word, right? I can't listen to I'm Grandma. Those boys, you can stop mouthing the words next to me. So when I'm reading out things, like you can see it firsthand there. When I'm reading out sentences, Kevin always mouths them as I'm reading it. It's the most annoying thing in the world.
Kevin, stop doing it.
I don't do it intentionally, just do it you.
Okay, extra in a sentence, so... I can't listen to I'm Grandmam. Those boys are way too extra. So what do you think extra means?
Overpowering.
Yeah, yeah.
OTT like.
Over the top. Yeah.
Yeah.
Over the top.
And also like it's like obviously.
But in a good way.
Yeah. I like people who are extra.
I like extra people.
You know what I mean?
Like Elaine after two wines becomes a bit extra.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know the way she gets?
I do.
That's me and you, girl.
Yeah, exactly that.
I'm only messing, Elaine. Okay, Phil, your line is yas, queen. Sorry, no, you're very like white girls go to drag brunch.
But that's what. But I was trying to keep it more like universal.
Okay. Yas, queen, right? The checkout girl in Aldi didn't know which way to look when I roared yas, queen when she was scanning my items really fast.
What do you think it means?
I would think it's like, oh, look at her go.
Yeah.
That's like, it. Look at her go with her scanner. Okay. Look at her go.
Can we get you both to say yes,
queen? Girlies.
You're going to have to say yes, queen.
Both of you together. Say yes, queen.
Yes, queen.
Yes. Yes, girlies.
Nuala, your next word is kiki. Okay? And the sentence is, I can't wait until all this is over so we can have a proper kiki with all the girlies.
Ketchup? With all the girlies, chat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly it.
View.
Yeah, so like it's a gathering of friends, but typically for the purpose of gossip. But okay. With like that, a chat, a natter, you know what I mean?
A little party.
Relaxed.
Like, back in the day, you would have called them Tupperware parties.
Okay.
Our Auntie Eleanor was Bae from the Tupperware parties.
Do you remember the Tupperware parties, girls?
I went to a few.
But that was another... I'd give you that point. I'd give you that point as well.
That's
was perfect.
That is... absolutely.
Okay, ma'am. So your one is work. And it's actually W-E-R-K. When the barista does some stunning latte art in your old flat white, you would say, bitch, you better work.
Read the sentence again.
Okay, so it's like an example of when it's used. So it's when the barista does some stunning latte art in your old flat white, you would say, bitch, you better work.
Okay, so it's a good thing anyway.
It's a good thing, yeah.
I think you better get paid well for what you do.
Oh,
very good.
Yeah.
It's like work. It's kind of the same as yas, queen.
Kind of, yeah.
It's just like an exclamation.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just saying like, yas, like... You can use it in loads of different circumstances.
But spelt incorrectly because it's gay.
Because it's gay, so we spell it with...
And you're not
I don't
want to
do
spelling.
That one.
That's okay.
I don't want to do slay. I just hate that word.
Well, try that one because your man might get that one.
Okay, so beard is your term. Beard. Like on your face. So Seamus is always doing bits with boys. Anya is just his beard.
Sorry?
So, Seamus is always doing bits with boys. Anya is just his beard. So what does beard mean in that sentence?
Would you stop with the vape?
I think you have me there, but I'm trying to get words. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
His encouragement...
Oh, like Anya's encouraging him?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't give you that one now, ma'am. I know we've been a bit...
This is a tough one.
We've been
a
bit
free barber?
No, basically, a beard is like... So if I didn't want people to know I was gay, you'd get a girlfriend to cover up that you were gay. Or like a girl would get a boyfriend to cover up that she was gay.
Okay.
And then they would be their beard, it's called.
Yeah,
so like,
and they do so knowingly and willingly.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's their cover up.
So the world wouldn't know they were gay.
I get you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Phil, this is your one. Shade is the word. I know my... This is Kevin, if Kevin said this right. I know my teeth are big. There's no need to be throwing shade like that.
Yeah.
Throwing shade.
So I would think shade would be something that you're doing with your eyes. Oh my God, look at him and his teeth.
Oh, you could do shade with your eyes.
Yeah, you can be shady with your eyes, but ultimately, I suppose...
How would you define it?
Shade is like... It's kind of like an insult or mockery, but it's always... I think of it as being kind of good-natured. You know what I mean? There's not really malice behind it.
And it's not direct. So, like, Irish mammies are actually the best at doing this.
Yeah,
right?
Irish mammies
so
throw shade.
They say stuff like, oh, well, I wouldn't have a cup of tea in Susan's house. Like, because you're kind of nodding to the fact that Susan can't make a cup of tea.
Exactly.
Without saying it.
Yeah, indirectly throwing shade. Or you're casting aspersions.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, casting aspersions.
Okay, right. Who's the next one? It's you, Nuala. Okay. Gagged. Okay, is the word.
It's not sexual.
I was gagged. I was gagged when I saw Mr. O'Shea hanging out washing on the line wearing Mrs. O'Shea's red knee-high leather boots.
Ooh.
Gagged.
Astonished. Surprised.
Yeah.
Gobsmacked in his boot. Gobsmacked.
But it is that, but it's also, but you're weak for it. So you're like
in
gagged.
In a good way.
In a good way. So you're like, he looks amazing in the boots. You're like, I was gagged, like he pulled them
as
off.
As in like, shocked. But in a good way.
I was gagged,
in
like,
a good way.
Yeah, I couldn't speak, I was gagged. I presume it comes from there, like you'd have the words.
Yeah.
Would it?
Oh, yeah.
No, I've just made that up, but it sounds...
You're like the Oxford Dictionary today.
It sounds plausible.
I like it, yeah.
Okay, last one, Phil, is
I love the way you're calling your man, Phil.
Last one, man.
I love it. Too.
Last one, Phil.
It's T. I'll be
spell
it. Professional. T-E-A.
All right, okay.
So, example. Father Crowley was definitely flat singing The Great Amen at the 9 o'clock mass this morning. He might sound better if he did a vocal warm-up instead of blow-drying his weave, and that's the tea. Sorry, I had way too much fun writing these.
Appalling. That's the truth, I would think.
That's right.
That's the, yeah, it's like facts. You're just using a sentence and you say, and that's the tea, so it's like, and that's facts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
So well done. Now, we did that up scores.
I think he won. You're very good at
I
this.
I think you're both gay icons.
Well, you were gay icons
without
before the game.
Whoop, Phil. Without knowing it.
Without knowing it. You're the icon.
We walked past Chambers a while ago and I was like, we have to go to Chambers at night.
Oh, I'd love to get a night of Chambers out of you.
Next year. We get to Chambers, won't we?
Yeah, we get to Chambers.
Next year, like in 2021, hopefully.
Yeah. If they leave us in Nuala, they might say we're too old.
Go eat, yeah, Mom!
There's only daddies going in there anyway.
Daddies!
Daddies!
Daddy.
My mum said daddy's I'm dead.
Okay, so girls, so during your Mam Knows Best section, we always get asked about relationship advice. So we're using this time when we have you on the podcast to speak all things dating. Do you think dating was easier back in the day because we didn't have all this technology getting in the way?
I definitely do anyway, because I think we were more protected. When I say that, we had youth clubs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is where we used to meet people. We were always in a family unit.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to different functions and you could meet people at that particular function. But it was always in a family network or a friend's network.
But like when you met someone, how would you like organize the date? Like, because you couldn't text each other. Do you know what I mean?
You'd speak to each other.
You'd speak.
So would they just come up to you and be like, I like you, do you want to go on a date?
Yeah, absolutely. I used to go to, well, Nuala did too, but I did the pubs in town. We'd go to Spiders, which was a nightclub. Loved it.
Oh, yes.
Chandra's.
Went to Vienna Woods. Oh my God, I love Vienna Woods. The only trauma getting down there was trying to get a lift down or whatever. But the point is, you'd meet somebody in a pub. They'd come over, they'd be chatting to you, they might buy you a drink or whatever. If you hit it off, he might say, I'm going to the country club tomorrow night, Sunday night.
I love the idea.
The country club disco. And he'd say, will you be there? You'd say, yeah, I will. If you didn't like him, you wouldn't go, clearly.
Yeah.
But if you did like him, you'd be there and you'd be waiting for him to show up.
And you'd be all dolled
up. With your buddy, you'd bring your buddy everywhere. Your buddy was your confidant.
Yeah.
Out to the Jacks together. And you'd say, oh my God, he's gorgeous. But for me, I used to spend the night dancing because that's what I'd love to do.
That's
so you'd wait then. The fellas would actually come out. They'd literally tip you on the shoulder with your buddy and say, do you want to dance?
I love
they'd
that.
Stand there then in front of you and dance away. Would you get home? You might get a walk home because nobody was paying for a taxi for anywhere.
That's right.
Yeah.
So they might say, I'll walk you home. Last bus was what, 11:15?
Yes.
So, yeah, but you wouldn't be going the last bus anyway.
Yeah.
So he'd walk you home and then he'd say, if this was Saturday or Sunday night, he'd say, I'll meet you next Saturday night outside PL's or Roach's Doors or whatever he'd say. So
when that was getting on the lads up the glen.
And it would be, let's say he'd say 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then one would show up there. You might stand about 15 feet away and you'd be taking a look and say, grand, he's there. And that would be it. There wouldn't be any great plans.
Yes.
You might go to the pictures, you might go for a walk around, or you might go into a pub, but there was no big drama.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
As you say, your friend was her confidant and you'd nearly bring her everywhere with you.
And you see, there was nothing anywhere then. You couldn't go on Facebook or you couldn't go on anything and type in Johnny Murphy or whatever because nobody knew anything about him. So what you see is what you get, and you have to make your own decisions and not be listening, because there was none of that. Oh my God, I know all about him.
Obviously, back in like the old days, it was more like Catholic
You're
Ireland.
Making it sound like it was back in Elizabethan times.
It was like the 70s or 60s, right, or something, was it?
78, like.
Yeah.
I was going out.
My mum was born in 1960.
Yeah, so I'm talking about
70s, 80s.
Yeah.
And you're right about the youth club. I was in the Ray Youth Club for about 8 years. You know what I mean?
And you'd meet up every week, and it would gradually develop then, and he might walk you home from the youth club.
Aww.
I love the idea of the walk home.
The walk home is dirty.
It sounds like I'm on holes.
Now you'd be getting thrown into an Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your Uber's outside there, I talked to you.
I love the idea of the
That's
walk home.
Right.
There's something romantic in it, isn't
the
there?
And it was quite safe to walk home then.
Yeah.
Oh God, absolutely.
Yeah.
And were lads maybe a bit more chivalrous, I'd say? Was there a bit more of a...
They were.
Nice lads, like.
Chivalry's
you know?
Dead, girls.
But what I was saying about the Catholic Ireland thing, I was saying, when would you kiss first? When would the first kiss happen? Would it be first day, whenever you want?
When he dropped you home, like, maybe. Uh-huh. He might give you a kiss at the door, or like... You know.
He'd wait a while, I think.
My mum was kissing him straight away.
Phil was on it straight away. My mum. How long would you make him wait, ma'am?
Nuala was playing hard to kiss.
A week or two.
A week or two. Okay.
Right.
I love.
I'm dead at Phil kissing the last.
Vodka in there.
My mum was mad for it.
That's what I
But
was
you're
saying,
right. But they were chivalrous too,
weren't they?
You know.
Right, girly. So they say that a mammy knows us better than we know ourselves, right? Do the people say that?
I think you just made that up.
Well,
say
it to me the whole time, don't you? My mum always says
there
she knows me better.
I say my mum knows me better than
I think so too. That's why I'd always be asking yourself. But the listeners, the girlies, don't really know what we were like growing up. Even though a lot of our stories kind of allude to when we were younger and stuff, and we have a lot of anecdotes.
But they're all from our point of view, right? So, like, obviously there's two sides to every story. So, like, we think we were... like beautiful children growing up, but like we want to hear your side.
We were.
Well, my mum is so nice to me now, so I feel like she's just going to be like, I was amazing.
How was young Patrick Jeremiah? Was he always PJ? Were you always PJ?
Always PJ.
Always PJ.
Oh, always I didn't PJ. Know my name was actually Patrick Jeremiah until I was in primary school. I was like 5 and they were like, what's your name? I was like, PJ. And they were like, what's your real name? And then I was like, real name? I remember coming home to you, man, being like, what's my name? And you going, Patrick Jeremiah. And me going, what? I didn't even know how to spell it.
Oh my
I was
God,
up to 90. PJ. I just thought it was PJ.
What a laugh.
But go on, tell him how amazing I was.
Oh my God.
So you were actually a quiet child. Very angelic child.
But quiet eating, Nuala? Was he a quiet eater when he was growing up? Or was he loud and
Kevin,
the eating?
Quiet eating.
He was quiet eating.
He
Jesus
was
God.
Quiet eating. And very, very hard to feed.
Was he? Chicken nuggets?
Chicken nuggets, chicken nuggets, chicken nuggets. I said the poor child will die in me.
But why was I quiet? Because Lindsay, my sister, was crazy.
Was
Wasn't she? Tell the listeners, tell Lindsay.
But you have a quiet nature
about you.
You have a quiet nature.
Oh.
So there's a load of stuff going on there, clearly.
Mm.
Very handsome lad. Very creative.
No, save it for me.
No,
this
I
is
love
Nuala
this.
Going on about PJ.
But I'm just saying, you clearly have that kind of a presence about you. That you're a calm, more or less quiet person.
Do you want to adopt him?
Yes.
What's going on there?
I'd love.
Calm and chill.
Two mans.
Was there any red flags growing up that PJ was different from the other boys?
No, not to myself.
Not to yourself. You always just saw him as fitting in with the gang.
Fitting in with the gang and didn't take any notice of him playing with Barbie dolls.
Yeah,
she was a progressive mammy, girls.
I actually didn't take any notice of that.
Yeah.
I was saying they can play with any toys.
Yeah.
There wasn't much there.
Yeah. I think that's so true, though.
And, like, my mum used to say, like, I'd be in Smith's and she'd be like, what do you want? And I'd be like, that Barbie. But then I'd talk to her before I got to the checkout and be like, I'm going to say it's for Lindsay, though. And then she'd be like, okay. And then I'd be like, Lindsay's going to love this. And my mum used to just be like, yeah, she will.
But I think that comes down to you as well, yeah, being more creative as well. Because I feel like the girls' toys allowed for more creativity.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Whereas we were just getting kind of wrestlers and told to bash them off each other.
I remember when I got...
You did have wrestlers.
I did have wrestlers. No.
Well, well, Lula, what was you doing with wrestlers?
Shut up. Keep it clean when the mans are on.
You were undressing the wrestlers.
I say it was. We've all been there.
You're a sub.
Now, we're ultimately, we're setting ourselves up for disappointment with the wrestlers.
But so basically I was just angelic.
Right, ma'am, same to you. What was
yes.
I like growing up?
I suppose pretty much the same. Were you quiet? No. Quiet, but you weren't like in
no,
my face either. Like, I
yeah.
suppose Kevin is one of four. What are you, the third child? You were just a very good kid, like.
Aww.
Just... I know, but give us the deets. Give us the
deets. There aren't any, really.
Did you ever have any red flags that Kevin was
no.
gay? Really?
No. No.
It's mad because, like, me, when no. we were growing up, we thought that we were red flags all over the shop.
He used to spend, but he does that now.
Yeah.
That's vanity.
Okay.
But he would spend a load of time. And I remember I used
you
to
used
shout
to love it.
Maybe when they were 16, 17. But then again, they all kind of did it.
Yeah.
And I'd say, for God's sake, three fellas in the house and you're spending so much time looking at yourselves or whatever.
That's right.
But
yeah.
he did take pride in, I suppose, what he wore. But he was a very good kid from...
But you used to love doing me up. Remember after my showers, I remember you be doing
well,
my hair after showers and I'd be doing the Elvis
forever.
Impressions.
I did do your Aww. Hair forever. And yeah, we had great fun, like.
I would say I was probably a camp child, right? And I'd always be doing performances for you.
Yes, but the performances or dancing, or there's a load of dancers, singers, actors out there that are not gay.
Yeah,
sure.
Know,
where in my head would I associate one?
I'm not even
yeah.
saying I'm not even
yeah.
putting it sexuality, but I'm just saying, I like was a
no.
A,
I was
a theatrical
saying,
child.
I just think, well, I'm not a parent, so I wouldn't have a clue. But like, I think I was very camp child as well. Like I used to be playing with Sarah and Sarah off the road. Like we used to be playing house, playing with dolls, and I used
yeah.
to be going around with like a towel on my head, pretending it was hair and stuff like this. But I just think man
was all
be,
yeah.
They just let you off, like
we leave you off because
I
you
did.
No
you were theatrical, yes,
yeah.
and I you did. You loved the bits. You loved the dancing and going into Cork Arts and you know.
And it's lovely to see
auditioning
things.
For things.
Yeah.
You absolutely loved it, but I can honestly say anything that you put your hand to, whether it was underage soccer, whether it was acting, whether it was stuff in school. No matter what it was, even when you take stuff out into the park to sell it, beyond entrepreneurial skills, like, and you'd actually
you
make money,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
But anything you put your hand to, you know, you made
succeeded.
A great job of it.
Yeah.
So,
Aww.
Yeah, I suppose at the time, did I look at you for your confirmation saying, God, I'd say, no, it never entered my head. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not that it entered my head and I put it to the back of my head.
Yeah,
it just
yeah.
never
it just
entered
wasn't
my
yeah.
head.
Never did,
I suppose
know,
we're
no.
just young and we're innocent children.
You were just lovely
and stuff
kids,
and,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You were just lovely mm. kids and
mm-hmm.
respectful.
Right, so we're going to see how well myself and PJ know ye two. Right.
Okay.
So basically, we're going to do like an all-star
Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah, but it's going to be I hate being called Mr.
All-star mammies and
Mrs.
and girlies.
All-star mammies and girlies.
Yeah, we'll call all-star mammies and girlies. So basically, we texted each other's mams last night, asked them three questions, and then myself and PJ are going to try and see if we can guess the right answers about
okay.
our mans.
Okay, so the first question on Mammies and Girlies is, I asked Phil, who takes the longest to get ready in the house? Did she say herself,
yeah,
your dad, or you?
Myself.
She said, clearly Kevin takes the longest. He's very vain. I was dead. He's very vain.
So before we were getting ready for this, right? Yesterday we were coming up and I was just chatting to my mum and she just goes, I can't wait to tell them about your vanity. But I would never have said I was vain. But you think because I do my eyebrows that I'm
vain?
V-vain. Mum, there's a difference between vanity and looking after yourself.
V-vain.
you do get a bit weird about your hair.
You've none.
I know, but like, you'd be too much.
Sorry, no, but how long do you think I'd take to get ready, man? And first of all, Dad starts banging on the bathroom door if I'm in there for 5 minutes. So
an hour
I couldn't
and
take.
A half?
That's lies.
An hour and a half!
No, Liza Minnelli. I won't stand for it. There's people listening to this now. Potential suitors for myself, and they're thinking your man's taking an hour and a half to get ready.
We don't fight like them, do we, man?
But sure, all you use is soap and water.
An hour, exactly. An hour oh five? An hour old.
Okay, five. Never mind. I got the question right. That's all that matters.
Next question. So I asked your man,
yeah,
if you could only eat one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I know.
She said.
I know what it is. You don't have to give me multiple choice.
Spaghetti bolognese.
You don't need to give me the multiple choice.
Oh, really?
Okay, wait, just to make sure it's there.
Spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah.
Roast, Sunday roast.
Yeah.
Or chicken curry.
It's the curry from Eco's in Douglas.
Oh my God, she said. Chicken curry. All the way, preferably from Eco's Douglas.
She, honestly, since I've come home, all she's going on about is the curry from Eco's. And as well,
really?
I would, if I could.
She adores it.
Absolutely order Eco's chicken curry. 7 days a week, I would eat it.
Did you hear that, Eco's Douglas? Send up a few free batches there now, girlies.
It feels divine.
Honestly, she's about
super
to turn into a chicken curry.
But it's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Like, is it spicy or like?
Yes, spicy.
Okay. I tell you what about temperature, because my mum, every time you get a takeaway these days, she puts it in the microwave. I'm like, it just got here.
Yeah, well, food does.
I do
have
think
to be
I
hot.
Like mine piping
up
because
like
I don't even like getting food delivered over. I always be like, oh, we just eat it.
Yeah.
Don't need it.
I put the plates in the oven, Nuala.
We were reared with, yes, I think.
The hot plates.
The hot plates.
Yeah. PJ does the hot plates over.
It's so bespoke. It's very.
It just
very
adds
hot.
An extra level to
lovely.
The dinner.
Lovely.
And it shows that you're looking after your guests, I think.
Lovely.
Because a lot of people wouldn't think to do it. Anyway, last question. 2 out of 2, I'm screaming.
You're very good at this.
Very good.
I'm up to 90 now. If
you're fine. It's not a competition.
You've got closer to the mics, I'm afraid they can't hear you.
Oh yeah, come news. In there. Come in, love.
Okay, last one. So I asked Phil,
yeah,
what habit or trait do you think Kevin picked up from you? Right? She said either love of music.
Yeah.
Sarcasm.
Yeah.
Or a clean freak, cleanliness.
Okay. I'm gonna say the sarcasm.
Okay, it's a bit of a mixed bag. So she said, love of music, but he will probably say my fast wit.
Yeah, I would, because I would have said that. But also, we do love listening to Classic FM together.
Do we?
Oh my God. They play some bops on Classic FM.
Like, as in, like, operatic stuff?
No.
No.
No,
60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Okay.
All bops. And my mum always, she always knows a singer. Who did you get the other day?
Do you remember the song? Too shy, hush, hush, I do. Catch a goo-goo.
She knew
this
the
comes
name.
On the radio goo-goo. And Kevin said, singer. And I said, catch a goo-goo.
It's her actual, she needs to be on a show where you have to guess.
I love
catch
it.
A goo-goo.
Catch a
goo-goo. Fantastic.
We thought catch a goo-goo were the best things,
really?
Since Tom Pepper.
Or
oh my God, your man is gorgeous.
Best thing since what?
Tom Pepper.
What's Tom Pepper?
He was another.
He was in the barracks.
Tom Pepper that you used on
your... I never heard best thing since Tom
Pepper. I love best thing since Tom Pepper. We're not going to stop saying that.
Oh, that's in the new vocab. Write that down.
We're putting that in the vocab.
The slice pen.
I've
heard the slice pen
before. Right. I'm going to say we got 2.5.
No, I'd say you got them all,
really. Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
I would too.
But they were easy, PJ. Thank you.
Okay.
Right, yourself and PJ are up next.
I was skidding at you answering these last night.
Okay.
These questions.
So I say to Nuala, we know you worked as a mental health nurse and a florist too. But if you could have had any other career in the world, what would it be?
Okay.
Is it is it A, handyman,
okay,
B, jeweler,
yeah,
or C, gymnast?
Fuck. Well, I know you used to do the disco dancing back in the day. I'm going to go with gymnast. Jeweler.
No, handyman.
Handyman.
But as well,
handyman!
It was a brilliant answer. She said she loves the idea of... not having to be dependent on anyone and being able to do all the bits ourselves.
So fix the cupboards and fix the machine and all these bits.
You are a handyman.
I was obsessed.
DIY. I beg you to do.
DIY course.
Yes.
I love that.
I thought, because you know the way you used to go disco dancing back in the day.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be mad for the gymnast.
But everybody went disco dancing back in the day. That doesn't mean that we want to do gymnastics, like.
Gymnastics out of the line.
This is a bad sign.
Sorry, but the thing is, to be fair, I threw in the most glamorous professions next to handyman.
And also, handyman is not a handy person.
Oh, I don't know. Next one. Right. I asked Nuala, if you could have a fling with one male Irish celebrity, who would it be?
Fuck.
Is it A?
I love it.
Pierce Brosnan, B, Dahi O'Shea, or C, Ryan Tuberty?
Ryan Tuberty, no, obviously.
So who are you picking?
Well, who's Dahi O'Shea?
Pierce Brosnan, Dahi O'Shea. Remember, I was showing
show,
you.
Darling.
You know.
Irish fella from Connemara.
And his dad, he's the writer.
I'm going to say Dahi O'Shea.
Ryan Tuberty.
What? It's not, ma'am. Ma'am, it's not. You're joking.
I didn't say that.
Is that Ryan Tuberty?
You'd be mad to do a fling with Ryan Tuberty.
Oh, God.
What do you like about him?
I nearly collapsed when you said through that answer. Really?
What do you like about Ryan Tuberty?
To be honest, I'd get up on the other two in a heartbeat. Really?
Dahi O'Shea.
I think Dahi O'Shea is a bit of a flare. He's a bit of a ride.
I don't know, I don't like him as much because we were on the afternoon show and then he like kind of read us for filth.
Well, we were being talked about on the afternoon show, we weren't being interviewed.
Well, we were featured and he read us for filth.
No, it's the Irish as well. If a fella has the command of the Gaeilge, I'd be loving
it. But to be fair, Pierce Brosnan he's a lovely guy.
Really?
So you'd be mad for Pierce Brosnan?
He's married to the same wife for about 14 years.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Really?
Hasn't stopped him before, am I right, Nunes?
No, you're wrong. You can't say that.
I can't believe yours is Ryan Tuberty.
Last question. If there's one song to get you up dancing at a birthday or a wedding, what would it be?
I'm getting all these wrong.
There's a few multiple choice answers on here, but I'd show in a few for the last.
No.
Is it Rock Me Baby Nathan Carter, Biddle Me Up Buttercup by The Foundations, Crocodile Rock, Elton John, 212, Azealia Banks, or I Predict a Riot by Kaiser Chiefs?
I Predict a Riot.
Okay, what did your mum say?
What was the question? What was the first one? It's the first
Rock
one.
Me Baby Nathan Carter.
Rock Me Baby Nathan Carter.
Well done.
Well, the other two, that's a normal, I asked your mum normal questions.
What did you, if you could have a fling with
you
someone.
You asked my mum who she wants to fly.
No. He said a fling.
Okay.
Not a fly.
Now, it's up to you what you do with it.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know. Do I want to call Ryan Tuberty, like, my stepdad? Would you get me on the toy show?
If you could get us on the toy show. See, I think you were thinking strategically, Nuala. You were like, we'd want to get in there with
you
him.
You were thinking, what's
promoting.
Exactly.
Promoting.
Yes. What's best with the career?
Who would be your celebrity crush, ma'am? You have a load of them. Who would be your celebrity crush?
I have too many.
Really? Just give us one.
Who's your one? Who's your flavour of the month?
I feel like we have the same taste in men, do we?
Can't say that, can we?
Yeah. Why? It's not like you're going to be like kissing them at the same time.
Yeah, I don't mean my dad either.
No, I mean.
Who's someone that we both like?
I love your man from years and years.
Do you?
Ollie.
Sam Smith. I love. There's a
all
load
the queers.
My mum stands all the queers.
There's too many, like, too I love many. Tom Jones, which is the other end of the
spectrum.
I absolutely adore
Tom
Jones.
I like Tom.
Lionel Richie.
I'd be into Tom, actually, as well.
I'd be into Tom and Lionel Richie.
Not unusual, is it? Here all week, girls.
Mary, you all did very well.
Well, I got one right, and you got them all right.
I don't know why I said you all did very well.
I like the Tuberty thing, whatever. And then what was the first one that I got wrong? Oh, gymnast. Okay, handyman.
Why did you say gymnast?
Because my mum is a catalogue of handymen, like, to do everything for.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. She'd prefer to do it herself.
Okay.
I think that was a brilliant answer.
Nice that you wouldn't.
Well, I know what to get you now for Christmas. A toolbox.
But if the music question had been related to me or given to me, who would you have said from all of those that you've up there?
What singers?
Yeah.
To get her up
to
dancing.
To get me up dancing.
Erasure, you love and
yes,
respect.
Yes, but they're not in your answers.
Oh, out of those guys?
Yes.
Probably the foundation, Spill
oh,
Me Up Buttercup.
Okay, you do know me.
Oh.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's why I put it in. I was thinking of what you'd say.
All right.
I was dead at 212 at Senior Banks.
I was hoping you'd give me an off the wall one.
Yeah.
You know, like a pure bop. Like Ariana Grande kind of situation.
Yeah,
she
wouldn't know the name of him. Would
yeah.
you just feel.
But I actually love Rock Me Baby too.
But
I
I'm
love it.
But mam, you dance like anything. Him. My mam doesn't leave. She's the first one on the dance floor at parties and the last one to leave.
Oh,
her
yes.
That's
sister,
the way to do it.
Sister here, darling.
Sister.
Yeah.
I can't wait for us all to go
sister,
to a pride,
sister.
Girlies.
The Cork Destroyers.
Stop saying that.
From Cork.
The Rebel Destroyers.
No, Cork Destroyers, way better.
Stop!
That's right. Are we done so? Are we?
Are you fed up?
No.
We're just going to do the Man Knows Best section now.
Okay. Yeah.
In person.
Okay.
Oh.
We'll answer one question and
yeah.
we can all discuss it.
We can all
it.
Add our two cents.
So
okay.
if it's actually better because you're getting four opinions instead of one.
Yeah, actually, so you're welcome.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Right, so someone has written in and said, I'm raising two small children and people always say it goes so fast. How can I slow down time?
Take it away, mams.
No, that's a tough one. I know we're putting you on the spot and usually you have a bit of time to think about it. But what do you think? Obviously, there's not a way to slow down time.
But do you have any tips for her, like if she thinks like, oh, they're going up too quickly and they're panicking?
Time does go very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So just savour time you have with them. Treasure every moment with them and only do your best. And in the end, you have done a great job.
Okay.
Brilliant.
And as well, you have like, when we had a, we have, now that I'm older, I say you have more of a skip with me now
that's
than you did when
thinking.
I was two.
Like,
I would say that.
Do you know what I mean?
Well.
Just because we're grown up doesn't mean it's, you know, we're no longer your kids,
that's
you know what I mean?
That's gone, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll always be your kids.
Yeah.
What do you think, Phil?
What? Phil, to me, being very quiet on the side.
She's
I'm
pensive.
Not being quiet, no.
She's pensive.
I'm remembering back to when they were all very small. Oh my God, the steps of the stairs, and you know, you're thinking you'll get one into primary school, like, and then the other three are, you know. So it does fly by. But at the same time, after the year we've had,
yes.
I'm sure most people can appreciate the time that they've spent with any little
mm-hmm,
ones
yeah.
that are growing up, and they're just small for. You think it's going to go on and on and on, but all of a sudden these people, you know, they're going to say to you, why? You know, that'll be the first word out of their mouth at about 2 and a bit. Why? You know, come over here and I'll dress you. Why?
Yeah.
You know, and I think you get a bit of fun out of them too. I remember actually, and I'm just remembering one thing. Kevin was born. He was about 9 months old, I'd say. And I don't know where the other two were. Sarah wasn't born yet. And I had him in town and I was inside in Roach's stores and a friend of mine, one of my close friends, her sister works in there. And she came along, she said, oh my God, heard you the baby all right, like, and looked into the buggy and said, oh my God, Phil, she's stunning. Look at her eyelashes.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, I wasn't put out or anything. I remember thinking, oh my God, like, And when I looked and saw this mop of curls and the eyelashes, I kind of, I did correct her, but not in a funny way.
You said gender's a construct.
Then he was also wearing, I think, a lemon baby grown, a lemon knitted cap.
Oh, lemon!
Love
she's
lemon.
Serving lemon, not which yellow.
But I'm trying to say it does go quickly, but absolutely, you're going to remember all of it.
Oh,
anyway.
You
know. From
is
their
it?
First day.
Well, PJ
Bond,
he doesn't remember a thing.
I don't remember anything.
I mean, the mothers are going to remember all of it.
Was I dropped in my head a few times when I was younger?
At all, never.
Once
did
even
you
Luna?
Did you stand really close to the microwave with me or something?
Why are you saying
that? My memory is so bad.
Present.
Do you remember your first day at school?
No.
Very first day at school?
No,
I
remember perfectly. No, I don't.
I think it's actually, I think I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum to you. I think I remember things too. I think I have a photographic memory.
Typically of...
Because I can remember... Nah, that's just weird.
I think you remember anything to do with school because that was like the best time of your life.
No, but I remember, but you sometimes, like in arguments, you won't remember saying something.
No, that's gaslighting me now. He uses my bad memory as a weapon against me when we're fighting.
You
also
can't remember.
But if you go into something that you were totally into, you're going to remember that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I remember something.
4, 5, 6, 5. Yes. It depends on what gave us pleasure.
I remember when my mum came to collect me from a tennis camp in summer, and she was after dyeing her hair from her iconic white grey to the brown, and I was like, who's this girl?
You said work mama.
I didn't know who she was.
God.
And I was bawling crying. I was like, you look so weird, that's not my man.
You weren't here for it.
Well, I was here for it, but I was shocked because you used to be platinum.
Yes.
And then you went brown.
I couldn't imagine what warranted the change.
I
was it blonde?
Blondie, yeah, but what
the brunette suits you so much, new lad.
Why did you go brunette?
Your colour now.
The blonde didn't suit me at all. It made me older.
Yeah, it actually did. It did.
It
aged, yeah.
Yeah.
But just,
I know it's their fault.
My mum will show you one of the pic collages later. I don't know, on the whole growing up too quickly thing, I always think this, when I have a child, I just think it's going to be so weird seeing something that's like a tiny dot grow into like a full human. Do you ever just look at us and be like,
it's amazing.
Is it weird?
It's so amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Probably something we take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Would you ever just look at me and be like, I made you. Look what I made there.
And be proud of it. Like,
yeah,
obviously. Where the mammies are.
No.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But why, when you're that small, you know, when you're 1, 2, 3, 4, we don't ever... You don't look at 12 or 15
not
or whatever.
All.
We all live in the moment of our little children.
Okay.
And you do make
you
every
do.
Day special, don't you?
You
like,
do.
It's so lovely.
Oh.
But we don't think of
you
as being pups.
And I can't
prison pups when you grow up.
You don't remember going to school, your first day.
Well, it's not like I don't remember any school. Like, I remember
do
something.
Do you, though?
I remember.
Tell us one thing from school.
I remember a few things from
Mark.
School.
You do, yeah.
What?
I have a selective memory.
Yeah, I think you have a selective memory.
Yeah.
But also, I will say on that, I think you kind of mentioned it already, but like, I still feel like a child, you know what I mean?
Oh, I feel like
even
an
though
infant.
I would say, of all my siblings, I would say I'm probably one of the most independent.
Shots
been, you know
fired!
I mean? Would I be? You
oh,
always say that to me.
Very independent.
But I love...
But you're
depending
very silly
at the same
too.
Time.
You love the silliness, like, and I love that about you.
I still say I'm a
you
child.
Do,
uh-huh.
You are a silly Billy, like, but that's okay too.
Put that on my gravestone.
Silly Billy.
Silly Billy.
Kevin, the silly Billy.
Silly Billy and Tom Pepper together.
I love it.
Our drag names.
Oh, God.
Silly Billy.
Oh, thanks so much for coming
Lads,
on. I'm
sweet.
I love this.
I would love to say... For that last session, now onto the question, how ye turned out, and maybe this person now who wrote Kevin, will realise you'll be so proud of how you turned out.
Oh,
I'm gonna cry.
So
give me
lovely,
a
home. Oh, that's lovely.
I love you.
I'm distancing from my
so
man, but
love you, babe.
Respectful.
Oh, that's
oh,
lovely.
I love you.
Oh, respectful.
Yeah.
You're the best.
Oh. Yeah.
So love
you
too, man.
Oh.
Love
so
you.
Cute.
Love everyone. Lads, it's been a pleasure having you on.
Had a laugh.
Stop talking to him like that. Like
we have to. They are guests. You're esteemed guests. And we're very privileged and honoured to have you on the podcast.
I just can't get over how like chilled you were compared to
you're
the
actually very chilled.
Oh, I was nervous.
But you were nervous beforehand, but during it, you, like, you ran through
perfect.
It.
There's no phasing Phil to me by, I tell you.
We're old now, girl, nothing phases us.
I love
you're
this.
Very relaxed.
Very relaxed. Now you're almost horizontal, I will say.
Now I did have a couple of vodkas. So I didn't, honest to God, I didn't.
Oh, and I know you.
Jesus, no.
Have a couple of vodkas, okay. Okay, girlies, this is the last episode for
a while.
Oh,
yeah, this will actually, so this is going to come out probably the last week of January, so it'll probably end up being our last episode.
Okay.
This is the last episode of the series.
Right.
Of the series. We will be back.
And if it's the last episode, we should probably tell people, if you're craving more, lads, take a look at the Patreon. I know now we're mad about you girlies, mammies, who are here in the room with us. That's a no mammy zone. Okay?
Yeah.
You're
we
not
have a don't
there.
Tell mam where we speak about things
right.
we wouldn't be speaking
yeah.
with our mams.
Bit chaotic, but nothing too chaotic. But have a
do
look,
you know
girlies.
What? We wouldn't want to be in
no,
there.
No, I wouldn't want you there anyway, love. We wouldn't want you there anyway.
Other things to be doing, so no thank you.
They're busy women.
Shall we all sign off in true mammy style?
We have to do the bye.
You all have to, you know the way it goes.
Ready?
Let's
Bye.
Take care. Love you loads. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.